All right, Alexander, we've got some news on this these cyber attacks. We have the Colonial Pipeline attack, where the DOJ says that they've recovered 2.3 million in Bitcoin. Though I've got some questions there with
Sure.
that with that statement. Does it make a lot of sense? Because Alexander,
No.
they say that they actually it wasn't from a private wallet that they recovered the 67 bitcoins, that they recovered the bitcoins, but they recovered it from a centralized exchange based in Northern California. This is what we're getting from the warrant, that they were working with servers in North Carolina from a custodial wallet, which means a centralized exchange, which I guess would mean an American company. And I'm left a little skeptical to think that these sophisticated hackers, allegedly from Russia, who managed to hack a pipeline in the US, were dumb enough to leave Bitcoin in a North American server. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right there. Anyway, we
Yeah.
also have Blinken. It's really weird. We also have Blinken saying that during the summit, they're going to bring up these cyber attacks front and center with Russian President Vladimir Putin. What do you make of this?
Well, the first point to say is that I share your skepticism. I must admit, it does seem to me that, on the one hand, these criminals are technological masterminds who are able to stop whole pipelines and, end gasoline supplies to the entire east coast of the United States. And at one at the same time, they're Laurel and Hardy, and they're a Laurel and Hardy outfit, which leaves large sums of bitcoins parked exactly where the Justice Department and the Treasury could seize it. I mean,
Maybe
it does.
that's the
I mean,
genius of it. I don't know.
I know. I mean, it does. It does seem. It doesn't just seem weird. I mean, it seems crackers, actually. It's bonkers. But look, I'm not able to investigate or second guess what's happened. I just say that all I can say is I share your skepticism. That's all I'm going to say about it. Now, let's turn to Blinken, because of course what Blinken said is that it's going to be front and center at the summit. It's all going to be about cyber attacks and all of that. And you're absolutely right. There's been a steady push by all sorts of people, some connected to the administration, some outside it, some critics of the administration, to try to link the Russians to these hacks and to try to make these hacks the centerpiece of the summit, and then to unroll further sanctions when the Russians dig in and say, as they're bound to say, that they've got absolutely nothing to do with them, which in fact they've already said. And I think if that is indeed the agenda that the administration is going to come to, we in, at the summit, if they really do intend to make the subject, the topic of these hacks, front and center of the discussions at that summit meeting, then that summit meeting isn't going to last very long, and I can imagine that they're all going to both leaders are going to leave very angry with each other. And the Russians have already been talking at great length over the last few weeks and days about the virtual certainty that before very long they're going to be disconnected from the SWIFT interbank payment system. So, this is probably, this could be where it's heading. If the US really is coming with that agenda to this summit, then it's not a summit meeting, it's not a discussion, a conversation between leaders to settle problems that's going to happen. It's going to look increasingly to the Russians like he's coming to meet with them with warnings and threats. And the Russians are in no mood to accept either.
Okay, so Blinken has said that cyber attacks and ransomware, cyber crimes are going to be seen as terrorist acts. Does that mean that going forward, the next cyber crime, which will be pinned on Russia, they'll do it, would that be considered a terrorist attack? And if it is considered a terrorist attack, what does that mean?
Well, that's exactly what it would mean. I mean, if the United States is going to start treating cyber attacks as terrorist attacks, then anybody who is implicated in them is by definition a terrorist. And the Russian state will at that point be accused of engaging in terrorism and of being a state sponsor of terrorism, at which point all sorts of other further sanctions will follow. So that is the cycle of escalation that we are seeing. Now, the administration has held back from saying that up to this moment. They've been sort of implying that these particular criminals are not connected with the state, or that there's no evidence that they're connected to the state, of the Russian state, and that the Russians are being invited to help sort out this problem and take responsibility for sorting it out. But the one thing the United States isn't prepared to do is to come together with the Russians and with other powers and actually agree any kind of regulatory system which will then deal with these sort of cases. And of course, the US has all but stopped cooperating with Russia, on, whether on terrorism or on any other topic, criminal topic either. So it's extremely difficult to see why the Russians would see that as anything other than a threat to themselves, and one which they would, of course, respond to, rather than an offer to work with them, which they might be receptive to, on fighting cybercrime, which, as I said, they might be receptive to. But, you know, at the moment, it's not being presented to them in that way.
Yeah, but we learned from Russiagate that all it takes is one anonymous source.
Yeah.
And you can right away get the media out there to put the blame on the Russian state. It's not going to take much for it to go from Russian citizens to this was the handiwork of Vladimir Putin himself. Yeah. And he gave the direct order. And he was actually the person that was, you know, putting the virus and putting the hack in place. You know, he was actually doing it because he's a first-class hacker. You know, we're one step away from an anonymous source going to CNN and doing that.
Absolutely.
And I'll give my question to you again, and I'll phrase it in a way which comes to the premise that these meetings are all about perhaps the U.S. threatening Russia to either play ball or not. Is the U.S. and Blinken and Biden going to be meeting with Putin and Russia to say, look, if you guys don't do as we want, then this is how we're going to make your life a living hell? I mean, is it going to be something, and I'm simplifying it, but is it going to be that type of meeting?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could very well be. I mean, there's some indications that it is drifting in that direction. I mean, on the one hand, the United States has been talking about not wanting confrontation with Russia, wanting a predictable and stable relationship with Russia, all of these things which might suggest that that's what it wants to do. It won't want to actually have a sort of better relationship, or at least a more balanced relationship with Russia, in order that it can then focus on China. There's been a lot of talk about that from the administration. But at the same time, you're getting all these other noises which appear to be trying to push the summit, or at least the administration, into a much more anti-Russian, hostile, as the Russians would say, aggressive direction. Now, as far as the Russians are concerned, they are prepared for that. They're fully prepared for the possibility that the US will come along and say to them, if you don't cooperate, if you don't do as we tell you, we will give you hell. But from the Russian point of view, they will say, well, if that's what you intend to do, we are ready. We've sorted ourselves out to an extent that we can now feel that we can absorb whatever blows you throw at us. And we are in a position to give you hell in return. So, I mean, you know, bear in mind, there's always two who can play at that particular game.
Okay, so that leads really well to my final point here. And my final question is, we're talking a lot about cyber crime, cyber attacks, cyber ransomwares. Even Klaus Schwab said this is going to be the new thing after the coup. He's even made statements like that. So obviously the media is going to blow this up a lot. I think we're going to get a lot more stories going forward about cyber stuff, right? And they're going to put a lot of fear into the people with regards to this new cyber narrative. But you've done a lot of videos I'm Duran, but mainly on your channel as well, where you've talked about Russian weapons. I mean, real stuff, not the cyber stuff. Not that the cyber stuff is fake, but you know, real military weapons. Real, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Kinetic weapons, if you
Right,
like, the sort of
kinetic, real
thing.
kinetic. Yeah, I drew a blank. Real kinetic weapons. How much of the summit do you think is going to be focused on these real deal kind of issues, these kinetic weapons? Because I imagine the U.S. has seen what Russia is putting out there, and they're probably saying, "Oh, geez, these guys are really serious about their weapon stuff." I mean, it's they're putting out some really frightening. The Russians are putting out some really frightening weapon systems. And that's what I see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can entirely agree. And if the United States was sensible, that would be what they would be focusing the summit about. That would be what they should be concerned about. I mean, I did a program on my channel about the Poseidon submarine drone, nuclear-powered submarine drone that the Russians are putting together, which is an absolutely terrifying weapon. I mean, it's inherently destabilizing, in my opinion, because it, you know, attacks the United States stealthily, and its effect would be completely devastating. And we have the Russians developing all kinds of hypersonic weapons and all sorts of things. And the United States, which is already involved in a naval arms race with China in the Pacific, should be looking towards getting some kind of stable arms regime with Russia in place so that it has some idea of what kind of circumstances would lead to the Russians using these weapons, that they should have some information exchange with the Russians during crisis situations, not just this hotline that dates back from the 1960s, but something a little bit more sophisticated. And they should move towards building up, you know, a whole system of confidence and stability around strategic weapons. Now, that it seems to me would be a worthwhile and sensible and appropriate agenda. But if they come along to this meeting instead and they start talking about cyber weapons, and be aware, the only countries that we can be sure have used cyber weapons up to now are the United States and Israel, you know, primarily against Iran. But if they come along and start making threats about cyber warfare and start talking to the Russians about, you know, putting them on a terrorist blacklist and ramping up sanctions and doing all those kind of things, then what they could very easily find is the Russians are not interested at that point in talking about arms control and strategic systems. They could just go ahead and, you know, press on with development of their Poseidon submarine drones and their hypersonic weapons and all these things that are coming. At which point, international peace and security, and specifically that of the United States, would be far more threatened. So you're absolutely right when you said that all it takes is one anonymous source to CNN, and the whole thing is thrown off balance. But if the United States does actually do that, then, as I said, it's taking on enormous risks and growing risks, risks that are growing all the time. And again, it's very worrying that there are some people in the US who are so obsessed with these policies of confrontation, and, you know, might be wanting to see more, you know, threats towards Russia, that they don't seem to understand that the risks are now getting out of control.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. Make sure to look for us on BitChute, on Odyssey, and on Super U. Also, go to our Locals community page as well, and the Duran Shop, 10% off all merchandise when you use the code REALNEWS. Take care.